You're listening to SBS News.
As unrest over the police shooting of black man Jacob Blake continued for a third night, events in the small Wisconsin city of Kenosha took a fatal turn. Footage captured on a mobile phone shows a white male opening fire in the middle of a street with a semi-automatic rifle. Kenosha Police Chief Dan Mesquinas announced the arrest of a teenage suspect.
Last night, a 17-year-old individual from Antioch, Illinois, was involved in the use of firearms to resolve whatever conflict was in place. The result of it was two people are dead.
He says the victims are a 26-year-old and a 36-year-old from Wisconsin, but police don't yet know if the teenager in custody is responsible for both deaths. A 36-year-old was also injured in the shooting, but is expected to survive. The anti-racism protests have attracted the attention of self-proclaimed militia groups, who patrol the streets with rifles and stand guard outside businesses to protect them from looters and arsonists. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says vigilante behaviour is concerning.
I had a person call me and say, "Why don't you deputize citizens who have guns to come out and patrol the city of Kenosha?" And I'm like, oh, hell no. And what happened last night was probably the perfect reason why I wouldn't.
He says a countywide curfew will be brought forward by an hour to 7 p.m. in response to the escalation in violence.
We will gladly support all the peaceful protests that are really throughout Kenosha County up until 7 o'clock. And after that, we asked everybody to go home.
The policeman who shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back has been identified as Officer Rustin Chesky. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says all 3 of the officers involved in the incident have been placed on administrative leave.
We will be identifying the other officers who are involved soon. We're going to continue providing information to the extent that we believe it's appropriate and consistent with protecting the integrity of the investigation.
Jacob Blake's legal team says it plans to file a civil lawsuit against the police department over the shooting, which has left the 29-year-old father paralysed from the waist down. Doctors are unsure if the damage will be permanent. He also has holes in his stomach, suffered kidney and liver damage, and had to have almost his entire colon and small intestines removed. Prominent civil rights lawyer Benjamin Crump is demanding Rustin Chesky be arrested for the shooting and the other officers involved be dismissed immediately.
Think for a second what other things these police officers could have done instead of firing at least 7 bullets into the back of Jacob Blake Jr. And because those bullets severed his spinal cord and shattered some of his vertebrae, it is going to take a miracle. It is going to take a miracle for Jacob Blake Jr. to ever walk again.
The shooting is having flow-on effects in the sporting world, with Naomi Osaka pulling out of the semi-finals of the Southern and Western Open tennis tournament in protest. The National Basketball Association has also postponed 3 games after the Milwaukee Bucks boycotted Game 5 of their playoff series against Orlando Magic. And Major League Soccer players have boycotted 5 games in a collective statement against racial injustice. Amy Hall, SBS News.